Coming up this Sunday afternoon and evening at the Diana Wortham Theater in downtown Asheville, the 14th installment of A Swannanoa Solstice. Two of the major players in that production are with us in the studios this afternoon. Doug Orr, who works as the host of the Swannanoa Solstice, and one of the many great musicians in the performance, Al Pettaway, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Dick, and good afternoon to you and all the WCQS listeners, and a happy holiday to WCQS.
Thank you very much.
One of the great assets to our community.
Well, you're very kind and a real, fixture in our community, artistically speaking, the Swannanoa Solstice. Congratulations on yet another year. And it was really funny when Doug and Al came in the door, one of the first things they said was, there are not many tickets left. So we'll say that at the outset.
So hurry up.
Congratulations. That's great.
Dick, there's no saying that you're judged by the quality of your problems. And
that's a good one.
This is the 14th year, and the idea for the Swannanoa Solstice was hatched in 2003. Really is kind of our Christmas revels, which is produced around the country. We quickly found out that it was not only copyrighted, but they more or less dictate to you what your program looks like. And we decided, let's have our own version that's steeped in these mountains and the great tradition of the Scots and the Irish, the Scotch-Irish, and start with a single evening program, usually as close to the solstice as possible, which, of course, is December 21st. And along the way, we realized also that Al Pettaway and Amy White and Robin Bullock had been doing for a couple of years a Christmas show. So we joined forces and created an ensemble program drawing upon many just extraordinary musicians. Each one in their own right would be a full program. Al will mention them in just a minute. But it's a program of music, of dance, of stories and poetry, images, wonderful winter images that come from Al and Amy. The audience always tells us afterward that in the frenetic pace of the holiday season, they finally can sit back in the chair, turn off their cell phones, quit worrying about the lists, and let the sounds and images kind of weave over them, and they get into the Christmas spirit, which is what it's all about. And we look forward to sharing these moments every year. And there is now, and has been for several years, a matinee and an evening performance, because the evening performance started selling out. And now, every year, both do sell out. There are a very few tickets left. So listeners call the box office and negotiate from there. And I also think we want to give accolades to Diana Wortham Theater, which in many ways is a downtown living room for the arts and the music. And they do such a great job all year long. And this, in a way, is a conclusion of a great year of performances and music. It's the director John Ellis's last year. It's his solstice as he's retiring.
That's right.
But I'll turn it over to my colleague, Al Pettaway, who's been music director as well as performance for the Swannanoa Solstice, to talk about this extraordinary band of performers, including Al Pettaway and Amy White.
So congratulations. Thanks for being with us, Al.
Thank you.
This is a chance to not only play with Amy, which you get to do, you get to play together, you know,
whenever we want.
But it's also, this must be like calling up, you know, some of your friends who just happen to be stellar musicians and saying, hey, you want to get together for a nice evening?
It is kind of like that, and it's evolved over the years into being it didn't actually used to be all local because Robin was living in France. Some of the other artists would come from long distances to be here. But now it's evolved into a show where I believe everyone in the show lives here locally.
I think they've all just moved here.
I think that's
to
what
be
it
here.
Is. Yeah. Robin now lives in Black Mountain. E.J. Jones, who plays pipes and has an ensemble, lives in Asheville. And, of course, David Holt, I've known way before I lived here, and he lives in Fairview. And Ellie Grace. Now, I consider her a local person, even though she no longer lives here. So now she's coming a long distance, but this is still kind of her home.
Yeah, we're actually working on that to recruit
Ellie
to come back home. She's living in Missouri now. But, you know, Al and Amy came here in part through the Swannanoa Gathering.
That's right.
They were living in the D.C. area.
Well, I know
that. And Phil Jameson teaches at the college. Is he retired yet, or is he still?
No,
he's still teaching at Warren Wilson.
Yeah.
And he'll be on the show as well. And when Amy and I came, when I first came to do the Swannanoa Gathering, which was, oh, man. I hate to think of how long ago that was, but it was it was around probably late 90s sometime. But anyway.
Around the turn of the century.
Yeah, before the turn. I heard someone introduce a tune the other day and said, here's a tune from the 1900s. I thought that sounded great. Anyway, I came to teach the first year. As part of the Swannanoa Gathering, and I fell in love with the campus of Warren Wilson College and with just that valley. It's beautiful there. Mm-hmm. And I told Amy we have to come back, and then they offered me the coordinator position for a new program called Guitar Week. And so I had to – that was similar to this, and then I just started calling my friends and said, you want to come spend a week in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina?
There you go.
Things evolve that way. Sometimes when you're in the business long enough, you end up meeting a lot of the major people that are in the business, and you all love each other and you all respect each other. So you'll use almost any excuse to be able to get together, especially if you get paid.
Well, and for the people in the audience to have not only fine musicians on the stage, but fine musicians who happen to be friends.
Right, it shows.
It's a special thing, and mm-hmm. and it only adds to the whole idea of fellowship during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So, we're speaking with Al Pettaway and Doug Orr is also with us, both from the Swannanoa Solstice performance coming up this Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Diana Wortham Theater in downtown Asheville. And you mentioned Amy White, your partner and wife, and Robin Bullock will be there, David Holt will be there, and then you continue.
Ellie Grace and Phil Jameson.
Great dancers.
And E.J. Jones, the piper that I mentioned.
Yeah.
So I think I covered everyone.
We'll even have a bit of a sing-along. Ellie and I will lead a song for the audience. But
excellent.
Dick, we thought your listeners might want just a short sampler. We have
it'd be great.
Studio.
Al has brought his guitar with it.
And we do include some storytelling and poetry. So here's a poem for the season entitled The Shortest Day about the solstice.
Yeah.
Al will join me in just a minute on the guitar. And so the shortest day came and the year died. And everywhere, down through the centuries of the snow-white world, came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep their year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed away, they shouted, sang, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight. This shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, feast, give thanks, dearly love their friends, and hope for peace. And now, so do we, here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome Yule, welcome Solstice.
That's guitarist Al Petaway and Doug Orr, host of the Swannanoa Solstice. Thanks so much to both of you. Sounds like a wonderful gift.
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.